The government released new statistics about suicide in the U.S., and the results were sobering and stunning. The nation's suicide rate is at its highest point since 1986. Nearly 43,000 people ended their own lives in 2014, which is the most recent year with full data. Hari Srinivasan has more on the story from our New York studios.
The rise in rates were particularly alarming among some age groups. While the numbers are still smaller among children, the suicide rate was up sharply among 10 to 14-year-old girls, tripling in the past 15 years. It also rose steeply among middle-aged Americans, 63% higher for middle-aged women, 43% higher for middle-aged men. For some perspective on these trends and some of the potential reasons behind it, I'm joined by Catherine Hempstead, who studies this for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. For the record, the foundation is a funder of the NewsHour. So which of these sets of numbers, I mean, we just went over a couple of them, but stood out to you when you saw this?
Well, I think there has been concern about the middle-aged group for a while now, and people have been noticing increased rates for both males and females. And with these latest results, we see really, really large increases for women in particular, and a closing of that gender gap as the female rate starts to be, you know, closer to the male rate.
That women try more, but men succeed more? Is that one of the...
Well, I mean, I think that is something that's true. There's much more of a non-fatal to fatal ratio for females. There are many more attempted self-harms that don't result in fatal incidents. But now we see with this new trend, we see the rates getting closer. And we also see a change in the method so that we see this increasing adoption of suffocation or hanging as a suicide method by both males and females. And that is a highly lethal method.